Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Waleed Jabsha, who's CEO of IGI. Waleed, it's great to see you again. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, well, inevitably, we're here in Monte Carlo, a lot of talk about US exposures and the impact that that has on the global reinsurance market. But you have a slightly different view. So tell us a bit about what's going on in the markets that you're particularly active in.
Yeah, well, as you know, Richard, I mean, we're predominantly an international company. We're writing a little bit of US business. 15% of our portfolio emanates from the US. Outside of the US, I mean, it's quite diversified, quite varied. Certain parts of the world, certain lines of business, doing well, others not so well. All in, you know, the market remains at relatively healthy levels. Adequacy is very much still there. Obviously, there's more hunger in all parts of the world. You're seeing that pressure in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East. And so similar to what you're seeing in the US as well. So that hunger is there. People wanting to deploy the excess capital they now have on their balance sheets and wanting a bigger piece of the pie, given how good the last 2-3 years have looked.
So how delineated are the markets by geography? Are we seeing drastic changes and drastic differences in different geographies?
I mean, in some there are. I mean, even you can argue that some parts of the world did not benefit from the hardening condition, or reinsurers were not able to impose the hard stances that they impose in other parts of the world, such as the Middle East, for example, where I don't think the market did as good a job as it could have. At the end of the day, we're not drivers in these markets, influencers. It's the big, you know, European, Bermudan reinsurers that set the tone. And we will do what's best for us and make the decisions that are best, what we think are conducive for healthy returns, and stay away from the business that doesn't meet those requirements.
So where do you think we are in the cycle?
Definitely, I mean, if that question is directed towards the reinsurance market, then I think it's varied as well. I mean, obviously, 2025 so far has seen a softening. There's no doubt about that. And whilst we started off the year, you know, with heavy loss activity with the LA fires and some other large risk, specialty risk losses, since then it's been quite benign. And I think if the rest of the year proves to be benign as well, then you're going to obviously continue to see, and history tells you this, you're going to continue to see further softening within the space. If you look at our facultative business, you know, those lines have been softening now, especially on the long tail side, for a good almost 3 years. And within some of the short tail lines, some are in quite, you know, soft conditions. So at the end of the day, Richard, it's all about managing the cycle. Yes. And doing what's best for your business and taking decisions, you know, that are best, you know, for your business, which may not be best for others.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Talking about business and maybe talking about the market as a whole, is there a role for reinsurers, and I guess for insurers as well, in evangelizing, about promoting the value of the insurance industry and the value of well-capitalized, well-managed companies?
The fact of the matter is most of the insurance industry would not be able to survive or operate in the way, at least survive may be a strong word, but operate in the way that they operate without the reinsurance industry. Even for companies, businesses like us. You know, we're a relatively small, medium-sized firm, and we rely on our reinsurers and view them as partners in our business to help us, you know, conduct the business in the way that we conduct it. If they weren't there, then our whole approach would have to change significantly. So reinsurers always have, you know, and play the primary role, really, in you know, promoting and evangelizing the primary markets.
Well, one last question, if I may. What issues are being missed now that are going to be most important in the future?
Richard, I don't think there's any groundbreaking, you know, out of the ordinary issues that we need to be thinking about that we haven't thought about in the past. And I think when the market drives those types of conversations heavily, you know, you tend to lose sight of the simple things that occur in our industry from throughout the market cycle. At the end of the day, where we sit today as an industry, we're in the healthiest capital position that we've been in ever. Lots of excess capital on the balance sheet. As a result, people are looking for ways to deploy that capital. And the most important thing is that we do not put pressure on ourselves to deploy that capital for the sake of deploying it. So keep things simple, maintain discipline, you know, focus on we know what we need to do to get it right.
Yeah.
Right? It's not something new to us. And in the various stages of the cycle, you've got to be able to maintain that consistency in approach and ensure that decisions that are made are sound and are not driven by pressure to deploy capital or pressure to generate top-line growth.
Waleed, as ever, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you, Richard. My pleasure.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.